जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद।
थोड़ा आवाज बढ़ाएंगे थोड़ा सा आवाज।
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। श्री हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण 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 परमहंस प्रवृजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमती श्रीवाइन ग्रेस अभयचरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य बिबेटी फाउंडर आचार्य सेवियर ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड शिल प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रवृजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर शिल प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की नामाचार्य शिल हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपिका श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिराज गोवर्धन की ब्रज भूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की मथुरा द्वारिका पुरी धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की श्री नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की गंगा मैया की यमुना मैया की भक्ति देवी की श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा वृंदावन चंद्र की श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रमैया की श्री श्री गौर निताय की श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत की श्री कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग नमाम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणी ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरुः श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्री गुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा सो वेलकम टू अवर डिस्कशन फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत ब्रीफ रिवीजन फॉर मे 5 मिनट्स व्हाट डिड वी डिस्कस व्हाट वाज द विच लीला आदि मध्य अंत्य अंत्य लीला व्हाट एवर यू डोंट आंसर आई विल बी आंसरिंग चैप्टर नंबर सेकंड चैप्टर टाइटल The Chastisement of Junior Haridas.
It has 172 verses, of which we discussed 83. And what was the first we began with? What was the beginning? We discussed the verse Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamala, because that is the first verse in the second chapter as well as third chapter. So we discussed the meaning Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam, or Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam, that is what, you know, Shri Yuta, filled with opulences, the lotus feet of the spiritual master of Radha Krishna, etc. And also we discussed the second line, Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tamsa Jivam. Only five are there. Who is missing? Gopal Bhatta Goswami, because he had given blessings, isn't it? With the condition that my name should not be mentioned. So his name is avoided even in the prayer, like that. So out of six Goswamis, only five have appeared in that second line of the shloka, of that prayer. Then we discussed, so what was the main theme that we discussed? We discussed in how many different ways Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivers the living entities. How many ways? Three ways. What are the three ways? Avesh. First, Sakshat Darshan, Avesh, Avirbhava. So Sakshat Darshan, wherever Lord went, whether South India, Bengal, Vrindavan, all through, he was giving his darshan directly, whether glancing, embracing, speaking, basically they were visible, he was visible to them. So that was the first. Second, Avesh. So whose example? Narasimha Brahmachari. Nakul Brahmachari was the main example. Isn't it? Shivanand Sen testing him. So in him, Avesh. And then Avirbhav. Narasimha Brahmachari sometimes, but regularly in four places. Which one? Wherever Nityananda Prabhu was dancing, Srivas Angane, in the courtyard of Srivas Thakur, Sachi Mandire, in the altar where she would offer bhoga to Sachinandan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Raghav Bhavani, in the house of Raghav Pandit, or in the kitchen, basically, he would offer. So that was the main discussion that we had. So now, he gave blessing also in the 83rd. Thus, I have described the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone who hears about these incidents can understand the transcendental opulence of the Lord. So now, 84th onwards till 172nd, total 172 verses, of which we discuss 83. So 84 to 88, some other section is beginning about one devotee, one associate of the Lord, Bhagwan Acharya. So in that, three interactions are there. One with Mahaprabhu, short one. How his brother Gopal Bhattacharya, his brother basically, who was a Mayavadi, he had studied in Varanasi. I'm telling in short, then we'll have long discussion. He wanted, Bhagwan Acharya wanted his brother to be heard. So it was heard also by Mahaprabhu, but Mahaprabhu was not happy because tenets of Mayavada and all that. But then just because of relationship with Bhagwan Acharya, who was his associate, Mahaprabhu somehow tolerates. Details we'll see there. Then second is, this Bhagwan Acharya tells Swarup Damodar Goswami that how my brother has come and all that. So Swarup Damodar Goswami chastises him that he is Mayavadi and all that. So this is not good, all that. So then Bhagwan Acharya sends him off, his brother. That is second, short again. Third is very elaborate. Bhagwan Acharya calls Mahaprabhu for prasadam, and for that he wants rice, and for that reason he sends Junior Haridas to one associate of Mahaprabhu called Madhavi Devi. So she was one of the three and half associates of Mahaprabhu. Who are the other three? Shikhi Maiti, काही माहिती आहे का? स्वरूप दामोदर गोस्वामी अँड रामानंद राय अँड 3.5 बिकॉज शी इज अ लेडी सो माधवी. सो देन दॅट्स वेअर द इन्सिडेंट हॅपन्स. वी नो दॅट वॉट हॅपन्ड विथ ज्युनियर हरिदास, बट वील सी समथिंग डायरेक्टली फ्रॉम दी वर्ड्स ऑफ कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी. सो दॅट ओनली पास टाईम गोज व्हेरी लाँग देन होल अबाउट ज्युनियर हरिदास गेटिंग चॅस्टाईज ऑर अदर दॅन गेटिंग चॅस्टाईज. द चॅस्टाईजमेंट इज नॉट डायरेक्टली इन फ्रंट. महाप्रभू थ्रू गोविंद टोल्ड ही इज नो मोर अलाउड हिअर इन माय असोसिएशन वेदर इन गंभीरा ऑर एनी वेअर. सो देन ही इज रिजेक्टेड. वॉट ऑल ही गोज थ्रू. डिवोटीज ट्राय इवन टू द एक्सटेंट ऑफ परमानंद पुरी हू इज रिस्पेक्टेबल लाईक गुरु टू महाप्रभू. ही ट्राईज, महाप्रभू जस्ट डज नॉट बज अन इंच. अल्टिमेटली ज्युनियर हरिदास कमिट्स सुसाइड अँड गिव्ज सॅटिस्फॅक्शन टू महाप्रभू बाय सिंगिंग अँड ऑल. अँड महाप्रभू आफ्टर वन इयर आस्क वेर इज ही अँड ऑल दॅट. देन न्यूज कम्स ही हॅज लेफ्ट अ बॉडी. सम डिवोटीज सस्पेक्ट और रादर टेल दॅट ही हॅज बिकम गोस्ट. स्वरूप दामोदर सेज नो बिकॉज ही इज असोसिएट ऑफ द लॉर्ड. अँड टुवर्ड्स द एंड भक्ती सिद्धांत सरदेव ठाकूर लेसन्स फ्रॉम दिस होल एपिसोड ऑफ छोटा हरिदास. सो आय टोल्ड इन शॉर्ट. नाव लेट अस गेट इन टू ऑल द डिटेल्स. सो 84th to 88th इज पास्ट टाईम्स ऑफ भगवान आचार्य. इन शॉर्ट दॅट वन पास्ट टाईम. यू कुड रिपीट आफ्टर मी. पुरुषोत्तमे प्रभुपाशे भगवान आचार्य परम वैष्णवते हो सुपंडित आर्य. सो नियर महाप्रभू इन पुरुषोत्तम धाम पुरी धाम देर वॉज भगवान आचार्य हु वॉज ग्रेट वैष्णव अँड सुपंडित आर्य. ही वॉज व्हेरी लर्नेड अँड ग्रेट डिवोटी. सख्य भावाक्रांत चित्त गोप अवतार स्वरूप गोसाई सह सख्य व्यवहार. ही वॉज फुल्ली अब्सॉर्ब्ड इन थॉट्स ऑफ फ्रॅटर्नल रिलेशनशिप्स विथ गॉड. सख्य भाव आक्रांत चित्त सख्य रस. गोप अवतार. ही वॉज अन इन्कार्नेशन ऑफ अ कवहर्ड बॉय अँड दस हिज डीलिंग्स विथ स्वरूप दामोदर गोस्वामी वेअर व्हेरी फ्रेंडली. हू इज स्वरूप दामोदर गोस्वामी इन कृष्णलीला? ललिता साखी. सो ही इज अ फ्रेंड ऑफ कृष्ण. शी इज गर्लफ्रेंड ऑफ कृष्ण अँड ही इज अ फ्रेंड ऑफ कृष्ण. सो दे आर ऑल लाईक फ्रेंड्स ओनली. सो सख्यरस. ही इज मेनली इन सख्यरस. एकांत भावे आश्रित याचेन चैतन्य चरण मध्य मध्य प्रभुर तेहो करेन निमंत्रण. ही सॉट द शेल्टर ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु लोटस फीट विथ फुल सरेंडर. Sometimes he would invite the Lord to dine at his home. Home where? In Puri. Mahaprabhu is staying in? Puri. And in Puri? Gambira. So somewhere his place will be there. Dham Sevak service to find out which is the house of Bhagwan Acharya. No, I wanted to see that before coming, but somehow I remember it there in... हां बट इन दॅट आय डाऊट वेदर भगवान आचार्य स्टेड देअर ऑर नॉट. स्वरूप दामोदर गोस्वामी स्टेड, दामोदर पंडित स्टेड, जगदानंद पंडित स्टेड स्टेड, बट अबाउट भगवान आचार्य आय एम नॉट शुअर. जस्ट नेक्स्ट टू अवर इस्कॉन टेम्पल दॅट लेन सातासन रोड. सात आसन रोड. सो सात मीन्स सप्तर्षीज ऑलरेडी हॅड स्टेड देअर अँड दॅट्स हाऊ इट इज कॉल्ड अ सातासन. बट देन इव्हेंच्युअली महाप्रभूज असोसिएट स्टेड देअर. Most of them, except maybe Ramananda Rai, who stayed near, what is that, Vallabh Garden, Jagannath Vallabh Garden. At the entry point of Jagannath Vallabh Garden comes his house, place of residence in Puri. Otherwise, his original place, Bhavananda Rai's place, is way to this one. Way to Alarnath. On the way, just 2 kilometers before Alarnath comes Bhavan Rai's place. But Ramananda Rai, after joining Mahaprabhu in Puri, was staying in this near Jagannath Vallabh Garden. So about Bhagwan Acharya, we will find out. Our duty. At least through Baldev Prabhu. Easiest, fastest. Ghare bhat kari करेन विविध व्यंजन एकले गोसाई लैया करान भोजन। भगवान आचार्य प्रिपेयर्ड वराइटीज ऑफ राइस एंड वेजिटेबल्स एट होम एंड ब्रॉट द लॉर्ड देयर अलोन टू ईट, सो ही वॉन्टेड लॉर्ड अलोन टू कम ओनली, वेरी इंटीमेट। समबडी सिमिलर अद्वैत आचार्य, ही वॉन्टेड महाप्रभु टू कम अलोन, बट जनरली महाप्रभु वुड गो विथ एटलीस्ट 20 सन्यासीज और सो। सो वॉट ही डिड, रेन्स केम, बट हाउ द रेन्स केम, ही प्रेड टू इंद्र। सो महाप्रभु पॉइंट्स आउट दैट आफ्टर कमिंग, यू नो दैट यू प्रेड टू इंद्र, सो इंद्र हैड शॉवर ऑफ रेन, अदर सन्यासीज कुड नॉट जॉइन मी ओनली, सो आई केम अलोन। In the purport, Prabhupada says, generally those who invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for dinner used to offer him the remnants of food that had first been offered to the Lord Jagannath. So that is called as prasadi, and otherwise it is called as amani or gharbhat. If somebody has cooked in his own house, then it is amani or gharbhat, ghar mein hi cooking kiya hua. But generally the trend was Mahaprabhu should be fed Jagannath's prasad, so they would purchase from there and they would feed him that only. Tarapita Vishai Bada Shatananda Khan Vishaya Vimukha Acharya Vairagya Pradhan. Bhagwan Acharya's father, whose name was Shatananda Khan, was an expert statesman, whereas Bhagwan Acharya was not at all interested in the management of the state. Indeed, he was almost in the renounced order of life. So father is statesman, but son is Vairagi. Who is the son? And who is the father? Shatanand Khan. So this Khan is not necessarily Muslim only. Such respectable like that. Even Ramchandra Khan, Satyaraj Khan, like that. Gunagrahi, Gunraj Khan, his father. So that we can understand from there. So now 89 to 100, he talks about this pastime which I told. Bhagwan Acharya's Mayavadi brother. Gopala Bhattacharya Nam Tara Chota Bhai Kashite Vedanta Padi Gela Tara Thai. So the name of his Chota Bhai, younger brother, was Gopal Bhattacharya. He studied in Benaras, that is Kashi, and then returned to Bhagwan Acharya's house. So Kashi means, at least in those days, Kashi means all Mayavadis, you know. So name itself suggests. Now Benaras, Banarasi Shalu, to some extent. Mayavadis are still there, but so he has come from there to his brother's, elder brother's house in Puri. आचार्य ताहारे प्रभु पदे मिलाइला अंतर्यामी प्रभु चित्ते सुख न पाइला। भगवान आचार्य took his younger brother to महाप्रभु. जनरली दैट इज द ट्रेन, isn't it? सम आवर ब्रदर, somebody रिलेटेड टू अस, वेरी एजुकेटेड, स्टडीड इन काशी, सो want to introduce to great personalities, and Bhagwan Acharya is in the relationship with Mahaprabhu, so he also took him there. But Lord, knowing that Gopal Bhattacharya was a Mayavadi philosopher, could not get much happiness from meeting him. Acharya Sambandhe Bahe Kare Prityabhas Krishna Bhakti Vina Prabhura Nahaya Ullas. Now because Mahaprabhu is in the relationship with Bhagwan Acharya, so he is showing some affection, some priti, abhas. It is not priti, it is abhas. So there is no happiness, but he just, yes, like that, you understand? Like he is speaking something. So it looks like he is happy, but he is not happy. Like that. But because of Gopal Bhattacharya, he has to do that. Sometimes we come across such situation. Somebody introduces to someone, we are not happy, but then we like that Paramananda Modak, when he came to Mahaprabhu to meet in Puri, so many devotees would come every year. So he came and then he spoke about his wife, taking her name. And immediately Mahaprabhu was not happy, because sannyasi should not even hear the name of a woman. But then Paramananda Modak was associate and he was innocent, so Mahaprabhu did not mind in one sense. But like that, one should know how to behave also with great personalities. So here he is speaking, he is getting only, not only speaking, he is getting. Not Pradyumna. Somebody, but I forgot his name. His friend, huh? That is not mentioned here. Yeah. That comes some other time, we'll discuss. Maybe. So we'll not discuss now because nobody remembers. If one devotee remembered, it was okay. Nobody remembers, we'll go ahead. But anyway, some other time we'll discuss about that. So Mahaprabhu feigned pleasure in seeing him. He pretended to be pleased, but he was not. Swarupa Gosaira Acharya Kahe Aradine Vedanta Padiya Gopal Aisache Ekhane. So after Mahaprabhu introducing him to Mahaprabhu, now he is telling Swarup Damodar Goswami that some other day, next day, my Gopal, my younger brother has studied Vedanta in Varanasi and he has come this place, that means in Puri. Sabe meli aisa shuni bhasha iharasthane prema krodha kari swarupa balaye vachane. Bhagwan Acharya requested Swarup Damodar Goswami to hear from Gopal the commentary upon Vedanta. Swarup Damodar, however, somewhat angry because of love, spoke as follows. So you can see Mahaprabhu tolerated Priti Abhas at least, but here he became angry. And now what he is going to speak, then you can know also. What is that? Buddhi Bhrasht Haile Tomar Gopal Era Sange Mayavada Shunibare Upajila Range. So, though word somewhat angry is there. Now you see the words. Maybe he just did not hit him on the head, isn't it? Because Mayavadi, what he does? He hits the Lord with a hammer on the head. So now Swarup Damodar, so devoted to Lord, how he should, you know, he would have hit him only on the head, but doesn't defeat a Vaishnava. So he is not hitting him on the head with hand or hammer, but he is hitting him with the words, you know. Buddhi Bhrashta Haile Tomar. What in our Hindi language? Mati Mari Gai Hai Teri. Or what? Dimag Kharab Ho Gaya Tera. Or even these words are enough, you know. Buddhi Bhrashta Haile Tomar. You know? Your intelligence in the association of Gopal. Gopal Era Sange. First of all, you should not have associated only with your younger brother. First of all, he is younger. You should not get influence. And that too, that fellow has come from Kashi, studying Mayavad. So you took his association, that is the first fault. And in the association has led to your intelligence getting completely spoiled. So that's why, and therefore you are eager to hear the Mayavad philosophy. You have heard it already. So next, Vaishnava Haiya Eba Sharirika Bhashya Shune Sevya Sevaka Bhava Chadi Apanare Ishwaramane. So even if one is a Vaishnava, but Sharika Bhashya Shune. What is Sharika Bhashya? On Vedanta Sutra. How many commentaries? Five. Four Sampradayas and one more. That is whatever you call. Sharika, Shankar Sampradaya. That is Sharika Bhashya. So Prabhupada tells those. It has tents of Mayavad, I mean it has Mayavad anyway, but I am not sure what exactly is. That is Shankaracharya's only. No, we don't hear that way. At least I have not heard till now. That's what we will come to, but first the translation. When a Vaishnava listen, okay, that we already saw. Sharika Bhashya Shone, Sevya Sevaka Bhava Chadi. He gives up the Bhava of Sevya and Sevak. Sevya means? Served. That is the Lord. And Sevak, the servant. That is devotee. Apanara Ishwara Mane. One considers oneself only the Supreme Lord. The difference is not there in the Mayavad. So Prabhupada talks in the, all that purport. He talks about the five commentaries on Vedanta Sutra. One is already mentioned here. Shankar, Sharika Bhashya. So it is called as Kevala Advaitavad. Dvaita means two. Sevya and Sevak. But Advaita means? No difference between the served and the servant. You know. So that Supreme Lord, who is impersonal, comes in touch with Maya and gets overpowered. So he takes form of living entity. So, because of the mic illusion, illusion under Maya, he thinks himself to be Jiva. But when he realizes he is not Jiva, rather he is the supreme, infinite, all-pervading, then he is no more in illusion and then he becomes the Supreme Lord. And for that he can take sannyas, danda grahana matrena, naranarayana bhavet. Just by accepting danda, sannyas you take, you become Narayan. That's why they address each other, Mayavadi sannyasis, as Namo Narayana. All glories to Narayan. Anyway, Prabhupada sometimes condemns Daridra Narayan, which is altogether different. You know, poor fellow, Harijans and all, they are considered as Narayan. But Prabhupada chastises that. But that is a different issue. Here it is a Sharika Bhashya. Kevala Advaitavad. Pure Advaitavad. Then second is Ramanujacharya's Shri Bhashya. At least Shri Bhashya word we have heard, isn't it? Shri Bhashya. Shri Sampradaya? Shri Bhashya. And that is called as Vishishta Advaitavad. That is the Ramanujacharya's philosophy. Madhvacharya's is called as Purna Pragya Bhashya. Why Purna Pragya Bhashya? His name, isn't it? When he talk, he took initiation from Achyut Preksha, his name became Purna Pragya. So Purna Pragya Bhashya of Madhvacharya, remember, easy to remember. Shuddha Dvaitavad. That's why Madhvacharya, how would he sit? Always sitting like this. Means he has not started speaking, but he will sit like this. He spoke already. There is difference between Sevya and Sevak. So that's very famous posture. He would sit only like that. So that is Shuddha Dvaitavad. Then fourth is Nimbarkacharya's. That is Parijata Saurabha Bhashya. Difficult to remember, two words, and we don't know the connection. At least till now we could see some connection. But Parijata Saurabha Bhashya. Parijata Saurabha. Parijata is the tree with flowers, and Saurabha is fragrance. But what is the connection with Nimbarka word or that we don't know? That is Dvaita Advaitavad. All glories to your lotus feet. I will not say anything. It's quite logical, but so I don't remember. That's why I don't comment. And okay, if you are very confident, then we can accept it. But otherwise, we'll keep it in the car park. Like that. Krishna Vash, Krishna Seva Vash. No. That could be true also, but means he has read.
But we don't know exactly here if it is.
That's why we will not comment. So fifth is Vishnu Swami, that is Sarvagya Bhashya. That is Shuddha Advaitavad. So if possible you may remember, which is Dvaita Advaitavad, Shuddha Advait, Shuddha Advait, Shuddha Advait and Vishishta Advait and Parijat. That is Dvaita Advait. See, one is Bhashya name, and another is philosophy within. Three things. Okay, third is the Sampradaya or the Acharya, whatever you take it. Shri Sampradaya? Shri Bhashya. Okay, Shri Ramanujaya. Ours is Achinta Veda Veda Tattva.
Govinda
Bhashya. Okay, ours is also there. Sixth, I was thinking of that only. So that is also there. So that is what Prabhupada tells in the purport. If possible, in future you may remember all this. The Mayavad commentary that is Sharika Bhashya. Sharika Bhashya is like poison for a Vaishnava, it should not be touched at all. Mahabhagavatayai Krishna Pranadhanayar Mayavada Shravani Chitta Avashya Firetar. See how heavy the words are. Huh? Mahabhagavat, even if somebody is a pure devotee, for whom Krishna is Pranadhan, life and soul, if only Mayavada Shravani, if he hears it, Chitta Avashya Firetar, his, what is the English word? His decision, where is the word? His soul changes his decision when he reads the Mayavad commentary. Means till now he was thinking, I am servant, Krishna is master. But if he hears Mayavad, he is chitta fire. He will think, I am only Supreme Lord. Acharya kahe ama sabara Krishna nishtha chitte ama sabara mana bhashya Nare firayite. So Bhagavan Acharya is very simple or innocent person. He says, Ama Sabhar Krishna Nishta Chitte. Our mind is fixed at Krishna. Means Krishna is master, we are his servant. We are all Krishna Nishta. Ama Sabhar Mana Bhashya Nare firayite. This Mayavad Bhashya will not bewilder us, bewilder our mind. You are clear? That's what he is saying. Swarupa kahe tathapi. Maya Vada Shravane Chit Brahma Maya Mithya Yai Matra Shune. So it may be true for somebody like Bhagavan Acharya because he is eternal associate of the Lord. So he says, Tathapi Maya Vada Shravane. Still, if one hears, Swarupa Damodar Goswami is saying, Maya Vada philosophy, what will he hear? Only the words like Chit Brahma Maya Mithya. So the universe is Maya, universe of Maya is false. Nevertheless, when we hear the Maya philosophy, we hear that Brahman is knowledge and that the universe is Maya. Universe of Maya is false. That is Brahma Satya, Jagat Mithya. But we gain no spiritual understanding. So there is not much there. It's all, what you call, mind-boggling word, jugglery philosophy and all that. And very vague terms are there. Anyway, they are confusing and wrong also. Jiva Agyana Kalpita Ishvare Sakalei Agyan Yahara Shravane Bhaktera Phatemana Pran. The Mayavadi philosopher tries to establish that the living entity is only imaginary. Jiva Agyana Kalpita Ishvare Sakalei Agyan. And that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is under the influence of Maya. Hearing this kind of commentary breaks the heart and life of a devotee. You know that when Madhvacharya only, he was massaging the feet of his guru. That name of guru? Yadav Prakash. That Ramanujarya? So he says, the feet of the Lord or what? Eyes, which part? Eyes of the Lord are as red as the backside of a monkey. Pundarikaksha, something like that. Pundarikaksha means eyes, na? So when Ramanujarya, he was massaging the feet, what happens? Backside. So immediately Yadav Prakash felt some hot tears falling on his back. So he asked, what happened? He said, this is not acceptable. He told nicely, what it is not acceptable? He said, you cannot say like that. Now, this is not a proper description. Though the word matches, one meaning could be brought out like this. Kapyasan. Kapyasan. Like that. So he said, what do you think? So what is your understanding? So then he says, another meaning. That is something like Pundarikaksha. So, some other meaning is there.
The ka is there referring to the sun.
Ka appi. Water he takes out the water.
There compared with the lotus.
Yes. So, we can see our acharyas, they cannot tolerate, as he is saying, phate mana pran. So Ramanujacharya was small, means what was the age? Approximately less than 16 maybe.
Teenage,
you know. So he could not tolerate. Immediately hot tears fell from it. He would have smashed right away had it been somebody else, but just because Guru is there. But then he could not tolerate. Man broke down. Mind broke down. That came out through hot tears. And when asked, then he gave a proper explanation. And then Guru also understood. So our devotees cannot tolerate. Because what happens? What is the biggest problem with Mayavad? Apart from considering oneself equal to God. What is the inherent nature? Service. Jivera Swarupa hai? Krishna Rintya Das. Sometimes it is said also that what is our Swarup in the spiritual world? Service. Service only. No, but service as what? Whatever the form, but service is our nature, our Swarupa. So that is only attacked, that is only smashed through Mayavad. So our devotees, Vaishnavas, cannot tolerate Mayavad philosophy. And Prabhupada would do that so much, isn't it? Apparently where it seems like you cannot make head and tail out of the whole shloka, but Prabhupada connects it through Mayavad and smashes it also. So that's why he in fact glorified his spiritual master also for that. Absolute is sentient, thou has proved impersonal calamity, thou has removed. Lord is a person with feelings, sentient being. Thou has proved, O speech master, you have proved it, and impersonal calamity you have removed from the surface of the world. And that's what pleased Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur the most. Though it has more stanzas, maybe some 12 or 15 total, but this one was so pleasing. And that's how he gave the permission that whatever Abhay Charan Arvind writes, just print it. No need to ask me. Otherwise the rule was, no matter who the person is, even the sannyasi, top sannyasi in Gaudiya Math, if he writes any article, it had to go to Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. Only he would read and he would say, in case he gives correction, he has to correct it, and then it would be printed after the final green mark or tick mark by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, then only. But for Abhay Charan Arvind, whatever he writes, just print it. No need of, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur is not going to check and anybody else will edit, no question. As it is, it will be printed. So we are so fortunate, you know, we are reading purports of Prabhupada, who was, you know, so pleasing to Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. Such, you know, once what happened here, yandar ki baat hai. So, Radheshambhu met His Holiness Rompath Swami Maharaj somewhere. I don't remember the details. So, Prabhuji told, because we have this voice, what do you call that, newsletter, something would be there those days. So then he told one devotee, write the article. So he wrote something about that. So he wrote, His Holiness, our Radheshyam Prabhu met His Holiness Rompath Swami Maharaj. So the met was M-A-T-E. Both are met, M-E-T met and M-A-T met. So he wrote the whole article and then he showed to Radheshyam Prabhu. And Radheshyam Prabhu, almost it was in the beginning only, when he became so angry, he said, rascal, what are you writing? I'm a homosexual or what? Dare of you, and he was confused because for him, you know, not from English background, you know. So for him, you made na Prabhu. I said, okay, I made, but you know, what is the spelling here? M A T, you know. So he said, what mate, na? Then he explained to him, you know, you what you call naive fellow, you know, you don't even know what it means. So he said, henceforth, no article will be, you know, everything I want to check because you rascals rather than. No, increasing our voice prestige, you will ruin it to dust. All that. So it doesn't matter. Huh? No problem. Rajamuru earlier lectures master mentioned it several times, long time back. But because Prabhuji so much grace on him, he is still continuing. He's a big leader amongst us only. Shaking properly. He is meeting many dignitaries, but not mating, like that. So anyway, so Prabhupada in the purport last line says, when the Supreme Absolute Truth is befooled by the external energy of Maya, he becomes a Jiva or living entity, that is Mayavad philosophy. Upon hearing all these nonsensical ideas from the non-devotee, a devotee is greatly afflicted. as his heart and soul were broken. As if his heart and soul were broken. So anywhere we get to hear Mayavad philosophy, we should smash it nicely. Not the person, but the philosophy. So anytime even some religious man is being glorified, some sadhu, by some simple person, what do we ask? What is this philosophy? And then we smash the wrong philosophy, wrong part in that. Like example in Prabhupada, one book only comes out of the whole thing. Illusion and doubt, they are also there. Earlier, originally, I think dialectic spiritualism. But then they, I think, splitted it in some 2-3 parts, maybe. Beyond doubt and illusion, and maybe one more book, something like that. So Prabhupada is told by, I think, Shamsundar Prabhu, because he was from Western background. So he tells one person, Marx, Nietzsche, so many, and their philosophy, one chapter, one. And Prabhupada smashes it like that. It goes on like that. So next, 100th. Lajja bhaya paya, Acharya mauna haila, Aradina gopale re, Deshe pathaila. So Bhagwan Acharya became ashamed and became fearful also, because such heavy words are used by secretary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Though not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed Priti Abbas, but here heavily. So is corrected. So next day only he sent Gopal to his place, to his own district. So that is the end of that part. But now next comes Bhagwan Acharya again in inviting the Lord, what happened. And that's how Junior Haridas is introduced from here onwards. Though 172 verses, 100 verses are not talking about Junior Haridas. Now it will begin. This pastime begins here. You had something to say?
This means he Swarup Damodar Vidam saying it because he asked him, Bhagwan Acharya, to hear. He doesn't ask Mahaprabhu that please hear like that. That's why Mahaprabhu doesn't become angry. There he just introduces his brother.
Yeah.
Here the mention is there to Swarup Damodar that please hear.
Yes.
So that's why he becomes angry.
Yes. Yes. And after making him hear, so many others have heard him. So after hearing Swarup Damodar, naturally he will say, now let Mahaprabhu also hear. Because he was the, what you call that, part of that screening team, or he is the only one to screen. Isn't it? Anybody had any poem or anything written, the other pastime reveals it. So when Swarup Damodar hears and he sanctions, then it can be presented to Mahaprabhu. So Swarup Damodar Goswami is not going to hear that at all. Beforehand only he is telling, this is wrong. And in case, even if one is not bewildered, at least, you know, it is all vague philosophy and words are also very dry. It's a dry philosophy and wrong philosophy also. So now that pastime of Chota Haridas begins here. Ekadina Acharya Prabhure Kailani Mantran Ghare Bhata Kari Kare Vividha Vyanjan. So one day, he had been inviting the Lord and would feed rice also. But on this particular day, when he called the Lord for prasadam, at home only he cooked rice and many other preparations, vegetables. Chota Haridasa Nama Prabhura Kirtaniya Tahare Kahena Acharya Dakiya Aniya. So Mahaprabhu's one associate was there who was a Kirtaniya. So sometimes we may not remember this detail, that he was famous for his Kirtans, Chota Haridas. Tahare Kahena Acharya. To him, Acharya, Bhagwan Acharya told, Dakiya Aniya. He called him to his home and spoke to him. Dakiya. Preme Dakoshri Chaitanya Nitai. So Dakiya. Means to call. Dakiya with he says, no? Let us see here. Calling him to his place, calling only. Prema, what is the translation? Prema Dakusha Chaitanita. Let us take this prasadam to our full satisfaction and in love call for Radha Krishna and Gaurnita. Like that. Mora name shikhi mahitir bhagini sthane giya shukla chaula ekamana anaha magiya. So on my name, Mora name. Not that he is just directly going and asking for himself. Tell my name, Shikhi Mahitir Bhagini. So Shikhi Mahiti is one of the associates and his sister, her name, Sthanegiya, to go to her place. Shukla Chaula Ekaman, get white rice. But Ekman, Ekman is 2 pounds around. 1 pound is around half kg. So approximately 1 kg. So get 1 kg rice from her. So that is that man is a famous measurement in Odisha. It is there in other places also. Man, I think in Marathi. Man, like that. They would have that thing, you know. Cylindrical kind of, you know. In childhood we might have seen. Now that is all going. Dekha hoga na? So bhar ke dene ka. So it is like 1 pound. Ek maan, one maan, like that. So get from her shukla chaul ek maan, that means around 2 pounds. Anaha magiya, ask her to provide that. She will give also. Mahitira bhagini sei nama madhavi devi vruddha tapasvini ara parama vaishnavi. So about her, what was told to him to get, that was earlier, and now her name Mahitira Bhagini, Shikhi Mahitir sister, Nam Madhavi Devi, Vruddha, old, Tapaswini, austere, very strict in executing devotional service, R and Parama Vaishnavi, great devotee, very advanced devotee. That's how she can be associate of the Lord. Just because she is womanly body, so half. Otherwise, advanced devotee. They are there mostly in the tree of Lord Chaitanya, in the Adi Leela. 12-13, what are the chapter? But I don't remember now. You can get there, because all the associates of Mahaprabhu are there. Prabhu Lekha Kare Yare Radhika Ragan Jagatera Madhye Patra Sade Tina Jan. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted her as having formerly been an associate of Srimati Radharani. In the entire world, 3.5 people were his intimate devotees. So she is in Krishna Lila associate of Srimati Radharani. And who are the 3.5 associates? That is in 106th verse. Swarupa Gosai Ara Raya Ramananda Shikhi Mahi Titina Tara Bhagini Ardhajana. Swarup Damodar Goswami, Ramanand Rai, Shikhi Mahiti, teen are over, and half Bhagini, sister, Madhvi Devi. Tarathai Tandula Magi Anila Haridas Tandula Dekhi Acharyera Adhika Ullas. So as told to him, he got rice, white rice, 1 maan, 2 pounds from her. And seeing the white rice, Acharya became very pleased, seeing the quality. Snehe randhila prabhura priya yaye vanjan devula prasad ada chaki lembu salavan. In great affection, say snehe randhila prabhura, he cooked varieties of vegetable and other preparations dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Priya ye vyanjan, Prabhura priya vyanjan. Devula prasad, he also obtained remnants of food from Lord Jagannath. Devula prasad, Devul is from temple. In Marathi it is Devul. So, Odia, Devul, Bangla, Devula prasad. Ada chaki lembu salvan, and digestive aids such as ground ginger and also lime with salt, lembu. Lime, solvent, salt. So he arranged all these things. Madhyanne asiya prabhu, bhojane basila, shalyanya dekhi prabhu, acharya puchila. In the afternoon, Mahaprabhu came and he sat for prasadam, and seeing the fine rice, he questioned Acharya. See, Mahaprabhu, he knows everything. He need not have asked, but is asking. Uttama annayeta tandula kaha te paila, Acharya kahe madhavi pasha, magiya anila. So he is particularly asking about tandul only. About rice, tandul, Marathi, Bangla, Marathi, same, Hindi also, quite similar. Where did you get such fine rice? The Lord asked. Bhagavan Acharya replied, I got it by begging from Madhavi Devi. So he said, I got it. Madhavi Pasha, Magiya Anila. So now next, Prabhu kahe kona yai? Magiya Anila, Chota Haridasera Nama, Acharya Kahila. So he is not, Mahaprabhu is not just satisfied that you brought it. Kon Jai, who went and got this, brought it from there. So Bhagavan Acharya revealed, Chota Haridas, Junior Haridas. Anna Prashansiya Prabhu, Bhojana Karila, Nijagruhe Asi, Govindere Agya Dila. So Mahaprabhu glorified that prasadam, he honored it, went to his place, Gambira, and then he ordered Govinda, his personal servant, assistant. Aji Haite Yei Mora, Agya Paliba, Chota Haridase Iha, Asitena Diba. From this day forward, do not allow Chota Haridas to come here. See, no clue what has happened, isn't it? Mahaprabhu just asked him, oh, very nice rice. Where did you get it from? I got it from Madhavi Devi, Shekhi Maiti's sister. Acha? But who went and brought? Chota Haridas. And Mahaprabhu is still glorifying prasadam, and he honored it also. Went place, and then he calls Govinda and gives him order. Today onwards, Chota Haridas is not allowed here. Bomb. Dwaramana Haila, Haridasa Dukhi Haila Mane, Kila Giya Dwaramana, Kehana Hi Jane. Dwaramana, door closed door for Haridas. So when he heard that Gambira's doors are closed for him, that means he's no more allowed, he became distressed. Ki lagiya dwaramana keho nahi jane, and nobody understood that why Mahaprabhu is so angry, why is he not allowing Chota Haridas, who is his associate, to come close to him. As all of us are going, he should also be allowed. What is the problem? Nobody knows. Tina dina haila haridasa kare upavas swarupadi asi puchila mahaprabhura pash. 3 days got over, Chota Haridas did not eat anything, complete fasting. So Swarup Goswami, is feeling for him. He came and he asked to Mahaprabhu, kona aparada prabhu kaila haridas kila giya dwaramana kare upavas. What is his offense, Haridas? Offense, that you have closed your doors and he is there fasting now for 3 days. Prabhu kahe vairagi kare prakruti sambhashana dekhite na paroami tahara vadana. So Mahaprabhu is revealing here now. Some clue is coming. Or quite clear it is, but still not very clear. Prabhu kahe vairagi kare, if somebody in the renounced order of life, if he talks to a woman, dekhite na paro ami tahara vadan, I don't want to see his face. somebody in the renounce order, if he talks to a woman, intimately, word is there, you know. Prakriti sambhashan. So it is not just bhashan, sambhashan, intimate talking with a woman. Then I don't want to see his face. I cannot tolerate seeing the face of a person. Purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that saralata or simplicity is the first qualification of a Vaishnava, whereas duplicity or cunning behavior is a great offense against the principles of devotional service. As one advances in Krishna consciousness, one must gradually become disgusted with material attachment and thus become more and more attached to the service of the Lord. If one is not factually detached from material activities but still proclaims himself advanced in devotional service, he is cheating. No one will be happy to see such behavior. So I am telling in advance here, in one place Prabhupada says, recently Antadipru sent email. So what happened? Because Madhavi Devi is Vruddha. She is a great devotee and she is Vruddha, old. So what was the problem? He is chastised for lust. He gave lustful glance. But at whom? So Prabhupada says, there was a young girl sitting there. So at her he looked lustfully. Not Madhavi Devi, who is associate of Mahaprabhu. And she is old also. So the young girl, about whom no mention here. But in that, I don't know what it is, lecture or conversation in which Prabhupada reveals, he gave the send a mail. Maybe I can forward you and you can forward the devotees. So certainly lust problem was there, but not at Madhavi Devi. Durvara Indriya Kare Vishaya Grahan Dharavi Prakruti Hare Munerapiman. So strongly do the senses adhere to the objects of their enjoyment that indeed a wooden statue of a woman attracts the mind of even a great saintly person. Wooden doll, statue of a woman. Prabhupada talks about this, what they call, man in queen. So they are there at the outside of cloth shop. Ladies dressed with saris or chudidar. Men also. And like that. Earlier you must have seen in childhood one type. Nowadays they have fiber made, I think. Those days, or whatever it was. So they look very beautiful. But they can agitate the mind also, in one sense. So one should avoid womanly association by all means, especially lustful glance. He says, Balavan Indriya Gramo Vidvamsam Api Karshati. Being alone with one's own mother, sister or daughter can agitate one. And here what to speak of a young girl sitting there. That verse says, even one of the senses on which the mind focuses can carry away the mind. Indriyani Pramatini Haranti Prasabham Mana. Isn't it? That one only, na? Boat. Carry away by the wind, strong wind. Yeah. So we have to be extremely careful. That's what we have heard. But here it is said renounce order also, which particularly means sannyas. And vairagi word is also used. Vairagi is generally used for sannyasi. No, that is not a problem. She is a very advanced devotee and begging ke liye ja rahe. He is not. Seems because he has a brother and he is all that connection.
So he is sending one sannyasi to go and.
Yeah, but those days sannyasis were not like, you know, with so many followers and all that. Simple devotees. That's not a problem. So strongly do the senses adhere to the objects of their enjoyment that indeed a wooden statue of a woman attracts the mind of even a great saintly person. So one should not, sannyasi should not even touch a doll of a woman with the toe of his foot. That is the recommendation. Should not even see, look.
मैं 2004 में जब इधर ये हुआ था मायापुर में पंचतत्व स्टोर में तब वो हमारे थाना बॉम्बे के ब्रह्मचारी को भेजा था ऐसा सर्विस उस टीम में मुझे भी भेजा गया था मैं तब गया तो भानु महाराज तो भानु महाराज के पूरे मतलब साउथ से उनके बहुत सारे कांग्रेगेशन भक्त माता जी प्रभु जी आए थे, लेकिन उस समय वो साउथ इंडियन थे तो उनको स्पेशल सेवा दिया गया था। वो साउथ इंडियन कुकिंग के जैसे वो उत्तप्पा वो अलग अलग आइटम, तो उसमें उधर कोई भी जेंट्स कोई व्यक्ति नहीं था। और भानु महाराज बाहर रुके थे, वो उनको जो जगह दिया था वहाँ उसके बाजू में हमारा थोड़ा दूर अंतर पे हमें भी ब्रह्मचारी और कुछ भक्तों को देख रहने के लिए थे। तो एक तब मैं ब्रह्मचारी नहीं था लेकिन मैं ज्वाइन करने वाला था, क्योंकि माता जी आके मुझे बोले कि भानु महाराज को प्रसाद सर्विंग करना, आप आ सकते हैं। मैंने अभी सन्यासी को महाराज को बोला तो मैं गया, तब देखा तो मैंने सब मुझे बताया कि ये ऐसे ये चीज़ है, ये आइटम है, ये थे। तो मतलब इतना स्टेज के वो माता जी ज़्यादा कोई जन सुधर नहीं था, लेकिन फिर उन्होंने मुझे बुलाया कि मैं महाराज को सर्विंग किया, मतलब प्रिंसिपल फॉलो करने की कोशिश। अभी मुझे मैं फर्स्ट टाइम मैं कई सीरियस से तो ऐसे सर्विंग कर रहा हूँ, इससे पहले कभी ऐसा सर्विंग नहीं। ये उन्होंने ऐसे मतलब ऐसे बता दिया, महाराज जी उन्होंने थे मैं अंदर था उसके लिए माता जी बाहर थे, बाहर से बता रहे थे ऐसा ऐसा रखो प्लेट रखना।
वेरी गुड। So His Holiness Jayadeva Swami Maharaj asked in Mayapur when he made a comment like that basically sannyasis should not be served by women, they should not come there. So as soon as the class got over, it was very strong class, Jayadeva Maharaj, and then at the end, as soon as the class over and any question, immediately one Mataji, Maharaj, how will we make advancement without serving sannyasis? Maharaj said, your service, your advancement will be by allowing that sannyasi not to fall down. By not going close to him, not cooking for him. Maharaj direct. Ye sabse badi seva hai ki usko girne se bachao aap, by not serving him only. So, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj, when he got sannyas, he was personal servant of Prabhupada. So when he got sannyas, so Prabhupada made announcement, so henceforth no Matajis will come and cook for me. So all the Matajis, senior Matajis, Prabhupada is senior means Mataji, they felt bad, you know, what is this, you know, like that. So then afterwards Tamakrishna Maharaj told Bhakti Charu Maharaj, you know, what is it? He said, basically you have taken sannyas and you cook for Prabhupada and his Matajis come and cook, so you will be in the kitchen with them. So for your safety, Prabhupada has made this announcement. Prabhupada is protective of you. Then, oh, really? So he was very happy how much Prabhupada cares for me. For just for his sake. He's a young brahmachari earlier, now sannyasi, young sannyasi. So he should be protected. So that was the goal. Oh, we should avoid preferably, because what happens by their serving, you know, we become obliged. So it's very dangerous. That's how the relationship develops, and affection develops. Oh, she is so nice. Especially young girl, unmarried girl, or even for that matter, young Matajis. It's very dangerous. For a brahmachari and people in the renounced order, it is recommended that they should not accept service from Matajis. And this is very direct service. They are serving, and it is very dangerous also, women to come in front of us and serving, our mind will go crazy. Wo to best hai, but sometimes it is unavoidable being in a institution like this. That is told na, nanu agni pramada nama gritakumbha samapuman sutamas api raho jayyad yavad anyata arthakrut. Nanu Agni Pramada Nama. Indeed, woman is called as Pramada. Pramada means one who makes other person mad. Means male. Mad, like that, you know. So, they have that joke or maybe true story. In one lunatic asylum, Pagal Khana, you know, one man was visiting. And his guide was there, that in charge. You know, to ek aadmi bola, Laila, Laila, Laila. You know. He was mad, you know. So that man got bewildered. What happened to him, you know? Then the guide explained, actually he was in love with Laila, you know, but unfortunately she married somebody else, so he became mad, and that's how he is admitted here. And the man felt for him, you know. Some they went next, you know, quarter or whatever, you know. So there another person, Laila, 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 you know. Said, what happened to him? You know? He is the one whom she married. So because of that he became mad. One could not marry, so became mad. Other married, so became mad. So that's why Nanu Agni, Pramadanam. She is called as Pramada, one who makes mad. I hope you don't have direct experience. But you know, as the butterfly example, you know, and His Holiness Radhan Maharaj said that even if the butter is kept in the refrigerator for 20 years and it becomes like rock solid stone kind of, after 20 years you come out, bring it out of the refrigerator and bring fire close to it, starts melting, and as much as fire is closer it melts more and more, and what to speak, you know, it is kept on the fire, finished, it will be complete liquid. So it is, I hope you have some experience, you know. Of the four regulative principles, this is the most difficult, you know. Meat eating, I don't think, you know, devotee will not go for it. Gambling, Indian stingy fellows who spares money, you know, and intoxicants also very difficult, very rare. But no illicit sex. Ideally, that eight ways, you know, of associating with a woman, kirtanam, what is that? Smaranam, kirtanam, keli, like that, you know, dalling, guhya vashanam, all that kind of thing, you know. So none of the eight, but our mind is not able to forget woman. Or at least if you happen to see, it is very impressing, you know, it gets impression. Though it is not that dangerous, because dhyayate vishan, dhyato vishan pumsa sangaste, one develops attachment. So that is not that bad. Because in general the attraction will be there. But sangat sanjayate kama. Kama is very dangerous. It turns into lust, means one person. When it becomes focused on one person, brahmacharya or the person, man, gets out. So that is most dangerous, and that happens because of regular contact. That's why His Holiness Gopakrishna Goswami Maharaj, what he said in the recent brahmacharya class, the best recommendation for brahmacharis is not to preach to congregation. So as I understood, he did not mean that don't preach to congregation, don't give lecture. Lectures can be given, but same congregation, especially where matajis are there, young matajis, young girls, you know, especially taking service, serving prasadam, we should not allow. Ideally, not even by old matajis and all, but worse come worse, they are different. But young girls and all, very dangerous, because we develop soft corner for them. Anyway, we have soft thing, everything for women in general. But then they say, oh, she's so nice. She serves so nicely. And she speaks so nicely, you know. More than this Madhu Prasad, her speech is so much, Madhuvani. So mind concocts so many things, so deadly. And then one falls down. People will not, so many people have changed dress. One very expert mridang player in one famous temple, you know. And that is kind of international temple. So one girl was looking at him, was impressed by this thing, you know. So he understood that she is attracted to him. So he changed the dress from saffron to white, like that. And he approached her, that I'm ready for marriage now. She said, no, I'm not interested in marrying you. And now he was in a fix. Arre, color bhi gaya apna, dress bhi gaya. Now what to do? Jaat bhi gayi aur book bhi nahi miti. Like that. You lost your caste also? Like that. Another place, not very famous, simple temple, yeah, with few brahmacharis. I'm not taking the names because you will get into further investigation who the person is. Because you all have been visiting those places, I'm not taking them. So one girl was attracted to a brahmachari. So then he changed from saffron to white. And he approached her that I want to marry. She said, no, I don't want to marry you. Like that, you know. So same Mataji, in the same congregation, after some time, some months or years, another brahmachari she indicated. So then he changed to white, and approached to her father. He said, no, no, you are a very poor fellow. I cannot give my daughter to you. Finished. So he could not. Then the same Mataji, third brahmachari from the same temple. You know, three brahmacharis. This was old news. Some 2-3 years back news I'm telling. I don't know. By now maybe. Fourth also. But at least three. So, Nanu Agni Pramadanama. Indeed, she is called as one who maddens, makes a man mad. Ghritakamba Samapuman. This is where the word is coming. Ghritakamba. If you bring a ghee pot close to Agni, woman, then it melts. So, Tam Api Raho Jayad. Even if she is your daughter, you should keep distance. Yavad Anyata Arthakrupto. How much should be the contact? As much as is required for service. And finished. क्या कहते हो उससे मतलब रखो काम से मतलब रखो क्या हाँ काम से काम रखो बस वो हो गया खत्म नो फर्दर डिटेल्स यू नो देन देर इज़ वन ब्रह्मचारी हु केम एंड ऑफर्ड ओबेसेंस टू प्रभुपाद एंड ही केप्ट इज चद्दर सैफरन चद्दर एंड समवेयर ऑन द डोर और समथिंग एंड ही फॉरगॉट देयर नेक्स्ट डे वन माता जी केम यू नो प्रभु जी योर चद्दर यस्टरडे इट वाज देयर शी नाइसली क्लीन्ड इट आर्टिकल वॉश्ड इट एंड आयर्नड इट and presented to him and then he presented himself to her for all life so we have to be very careful you know we have not given our heart to krishna fully yet you know mukta bhava samanvita they worship me with all their hearts all of us this is so much maddening that we went over time I forgot you know so lying down. Prabhupada says, I think, in one purport.
Now we take initial all that are not to illicit sex and follow it as strictly as possible. And then other side we see definition of illicit
sex. Yes. So it is understood, Guru knows this, so that we are not free. At least not grossly, and as much as possible verbally and verbally also we should keep it list. Yavad anyata arthakrut, that is verbally. And physically, no question. As much as we make it grosser, that much we are breaking that vow and that much disgrace comes upon us. No, mental is not considered that bad. As much as it becomes grosser. Yeah, that is true. That way it is illicit sex only. That is true. That's why one of the eight is that also, no? Thinking about it. So, but as fallen we are in Kali Yuga, so, and gurus are merciful, so they know we are fallen. Still they accept us. So that is not that bad from his side. You know, his kindness. But from our side we should not think, okay, that's not that bad. So I can go ahead. That is foolishness. We should know that I have contamination. I am impure. So I should be very careful. We are weak in this material world. And in the association of women, we become weaker. And in the close vicinity, intimately, we become the weakest of ourselves comes out. So we should be completely honest, knowing that I'm very weak. I cannot dare venture into that side. I'll fall down only. Like that person who said, famous sadhu, even if I am with naked women for whole night, nothing will happen to me. And his foolish disciples tested him for one night only. Next morning he opened the door, came out and said, from sambhog se samadhi, from sex to trance. Whole philosophy changed overnight.
Huh?
वो शो आपको पता हो ना हो सकता है पता है वो शो हाँ बिफोर दैट ही माइट हैड सम स्मॉल थिंग हियर एंड देयर बट दिस वाज अ मेजर इवेंट इन हिज लाइफ एंड द फिलोसॉफी चेंज ओवर नाइट अभी उसके डिटेल में नहीं जाएंगे हम Anyway, so we don't want to enter in that show. We have to know our show is following the scriptures as strictly as possible. So we'll discuss next time. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Shri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveda Gaura Bhaktarunda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi. See, the discussion itself is so enchanting. You forgot only.